children of the night. Only some will star the sky. Only believers in death will die. And fathers must feather the wings of women. For the unfeathered masses dangle ridiculous, carrying crosses to phallic-filled tombs. The future sells silence through blood-rivered wombs that ripple with riddles of cows and spoons. And birds, moons, and earth, sun-centered at noon. And here I stand, Chester and infinity, fetal fist of a revolution, but open hands birth humility now. What is the density of an egoless planet? Must my spine be aligned with sprout wings? I'm slouched in the sling set and kango with dangles, but my orbit rainbow Saturn's rings. Mystical elliptical, presto polaris, comet flame futurist, Saturn's and Aries, and now I'm a fish called father, with gills type dizzy, blowing liquid lullabies through the spine of time. I'm certain of Saturn's rivers, and all else is fact. So baptize me in the stars and wrap me in nighttime moon blue. Pupil my sight with orange balls of light and echo my plight through the corridors of metaphor. What else are we living for if not to create fiction and rhyme? My purpose is to make my soul rhyme with my mind over matter. Minds create matter. Minds create fiction as a matter of fact, as if matter of fact. Metafiction. Unbound, heard the name of that mound is Stone Mountain. Underwater volcanoes erupt, water fountains of youth. Let this carnal equation cancel out winning truth. Throw me beyond sometimes, trench me waterproof. Let heat drop forever, rain sunset to my roof. As I sit on the front porch of my sanity, deciphering hand bones to Van Gogh's vanity. Oiled egos, canvas and frame to be reborn, unborn, unburied, unnamed. A reflection through a blood-stained glass window of souls gone yellow around the edges. Carbonated dreams and blurred deli lives, but let family be focused out of swamp blossom lotus. The muddy water, blue daughters of infinity, grant me water body, bodhisattvas our serenity. As we rise with the tides towards divinity, yes, we rise with the tides towards divinity. The muddy water, blue daughters of infinity, grant me water body, bodhisattvas our serenity. As we rise with the tides towards divinity, yes, we rise with the tides towards divinity. Yes, we rise with the tides towards divinity. Now we rise with the tides towards divinity. And we rise with the tides towards divinity. Cause we rise with the tides towards divinity.
Thank you. Thank you. Space Station 5.
This is Space Station 5, the channel with a sympathetic English accent.
Thank you. Evidence. The cycling of disease epidemics. The wax and wane of caribou populations. Sunspot cycles. The rise and fall of the Nile.
Curious, Lieutenant. What does it mean, Groovy?
There is only one way to find out. Listen to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM.
Thank you. I am curious, Lieutenant. What is
this? This is Space Station 5. This is Space Station 5. The general is in synthetic English. This is Space Station 5. The general is in synthetic English. Excellent.
Thank you. Hello, this is Ingo, and we have an interview partner again. Hello, Tim. Tim, you're from the CCC,
yes.
Mostly in Berlin, and you are organizing here the C-Space area where many people from the CCC are. And what is this for an area?
Well, we try to find a nice spot on the whole campsite and to make it an even nicer spot to just make it look nice so people can feel well and be happy and hang around in a nice tent and have this nice installation as well, which is just good for our karma, you know.
So when you are going around the sea space, it's for the people don't know, located when you come from the entrance, hold to the left and go.
Well, it's area number 5 on the official hell map.
Yeah, area number 5.
It's area number 5.
And when you are walking around there, you will first recognize two things. The first thing is the monolith, and the second thing is the geodetic dome. So this monolith, it's from who built this?
Well, the monolith was built by people from the sea base, which is a interesting club from Berlin. They are very busy digging out an old space station which lies underneath Berlin Center, and while digging out this stuff they also found that monolith. So we recycled that monolith and put it into a new operation and brought it here. It was first used at the Chaos Communication Congress half a year ago in Berlin, and well, it was repainted, redone, recycled, and refurbished to be here at the centerpiece of the sea space.
I think the most excitement thing on this monolith is making a strange noise when you're going to it. So what is this for a noise?
Yeah, well, the monolith has a built-in theremin, which is a very old instrument, which works by taking the influence of the magnetic field and modulates the sound. That's where they all get this woo sound from. Actually, it was already used in the 50s to produce all the weird sounds for early science fiction movies. And it's a very basic electronic device. So basically, it's a huge antenna which is built into the monolith. So when you approach the monolith, you are modulating the sound in various ways, and just by waving your hands and bowing down or jumping around or having a dance, you can actually play music with the monolith.
It sounds very fun. It's just fun to be there and move your hands. So the second great thing of the big tent, geodetic dome. Half rounded, circled, shaped something. What is this for a thing?
Well, it's exactly that geodetic dome. It's a big dome built out of triangles. It took us 10 hours to build up the structure here, and then you just have to throw the tent over it, and then you have this nice little thingy with the big window in the front. And it also has an interesting acoustic environment inside, so you can hear everybody talk even if he's not very close to you, so very interesting acoustic. It's actually the tent is from the US. If you would like to have a look at these tents, it's pacificdomes.com. They've got various tents in all sizes.
Okay, what are you doing in the inside of this tent?
Well, the tent is housing our bar. So, and well, there are sofas around, and it's just a space to hang out. In the bar, you can buy Clubmate, which is our most favorite drink in Germany for German hackers, and is a lot more popular than Coca-Cola or Jolt or all the other things. It's basically a mixture of lemonade and mate tea with a nice golden color, and well, it also contains caffeine, but not as much as Jolt or Coca-Cola, not as much sugar, and it's wonderful to taste, and you have to try it.
But the ingredients say just water, sugar, something like a Getränkegrundstoff, I don't know how it's called in English, and then gas, and the last thing is caffeine.
Yeah, that's right.
But it tastes great.
It's super cool.
Okay. So just go into the sea space and drink some mate there.
Yeah, and meet the Chaos Computer Club. Well, we are quite present over there, and we'd like to get in touch with everybody.
Okay, so meet the people there and get in talk, get involved, and have fun there.
This is Space Station 5, the channel with a sympathetic English accent.
Thank you. So hello, this is Ingo, and I'm again at the police station here on the camp, and joining me now is Franz. Franz, you are the public relation manager here of the police. There are any trouble until now? There's a second day now going on, the second morning. Any problems until now?
No, it's going very well as far as I'm concerned. We have had no incidents. Till now I'm very satisfied about how things are going.
I've seen that your police car meanwhile has an internet connection too. It's on the back side of the car. Are you using this here for official use or for private, just for your own leisure?
Yeah, it's a combination. A combination of the two. Of course, we also follow the problem, the program of the festival. We attend also some meetings or some workshops, and we also look at the whole network for information about changes in the program or things like that. But there are no tools running on our system to try to analyze something or on the festival network.
Okay, so you are now here for, I think, 3 days, is this correct?
I'll stay till Sunday night, yes.
And you are here since 3 days, I think, also. And so what is your feeling about the camp? Are you feeling more like an official person here, that you of course are, or also a little bit as a some sort of volunteer or a participant? What is your personal feeling?
Well, of course, it's also what is going on here is also what we do in our daily work, and what I also personally do in my spare time. So the people who are walking around from the digital detective site from our unit are also the people who have a personal interest in everything what is going on in new technology. So I also think this is a nice place to stay with friendly people and lots of new technology. And I also have a personal interest in all that new kind of things. So it's a nice place to stay, to be here.
Okay, you just mentioned your unit where you are working on the, I can translate it, the cybercrime unit, I think. What is your normal daily job? So if you are not on the hell, are you sitting in an office and on the computer and try to, I don't know, search websites? I don't know, what are you doing normally?
Normally, most part of our work is forensics in computing. So we have an office in Nijmegen, and we have a lab there, a forensic computer lab. And that means that if the local police in the eastern part of the country has a house search and they seize computers, then the forensics in that computer is done by our specialists. And that's most of the work what we do.
So things like looking into the hard disk of the computers you get at the house searches and try to find illegal programs or data?
In most cases searches, the house searches are in our digital world are offenses like child pornography. And what we do is taking evidence from the hard drive and put them in a report for local police officers.
Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. That you don't have to commit have to commit crimes. Have to commit crimes to have a nice time.
You're thinking of child pornography. you're thinking of child pornography, what is your opinion? There are two minds about this. Of course, child pornography is not the thing we want on the internet, and but many people also think it's a little bit of a public hysteria that, of course, there is pornography on the net, so as in the so-called real world either, but the public is reacting too much. What do you think? Is there really so much child pornography in the internet, or are you often called and at last you find out that there is nothing?
No, I think it's a serious offense. Of course, because of the fact that we give support to all the local police teams who investigate child pornography cases. Why I think it's so serious is because of the misuse of children. That's what we try to prevent. It's all about trying to get misuse of often little children. We have terrible pictures of 2-3 year old children who I don't want to go into details, but it's terrible to see what kind of misuse of children happens. So I don't think there is something like a public hysteria. It's really, really terrible to see what is going on in that world. I myself, a few years ago, talked a lot in management teams about trying to get hold of criminals in this area, but I didn't see a lot of child pornography pictures the first half year or so. And then on one day I stood behind the back of one of my colleagues who was investigating a case like this, and then I saw a lot of pictures which I didn't see till then, and my stomach turned around about what I saw. So I think we have to do something about it. It is a common practice that people who do this kind of things use the internet to communicate with each other, to exchange pictures, well, I think it's serious enough to that means that the police has to do something.
So, and in most cases, you're doing a house search, you're finding what you want. So, in case of child pornography, or
yes, because there is often enough circumstantial evidence because a police team had already done a lot of research, and so we, in most cases, we know for sure that there should be child pornography pictures on the system, on the computer, from the guy who's the suspect.
In Germany, there was a case that someone get arrested for having child pornography photos. No, not photos. Actually, this was just a child pornography drawing, pictures.
Yeah.
Not photos.
No photos.
So that at this case, no child is getting harmed, but the man was arrested for this because the laws say pictures of child pornography are illegal, whether they be photos or drawings. Are there any cases that you have heard similar to this?
No, in Dutch law there has to be misuse of a child involved. So that's drawing is not what we consider child pornography.
Okay. So I hope you will have a little bit fun here too, and I hope also you won't have too much work.
I hope so too.
And yeah, thank you for the interview.
Okay.
Space Station 5.
Sprach. Als es passierte, stand
Ingo, and I'm just walking from the main entrance, the main street along, and on the right side of the road you find a satellite dish. So this seems to be very interesting. Hello, who are you?
I'm Michael from Germany.
So Michael, you have a satellite dish here, and what are you doing with this stuff?
Yeah, what you do with a satellite dish, we do a satellite TV reception because we have brought the German pay TV receiver D-Box from Premiere World with us because we have modified it to run Linux on it.
So you are running a complete Linux on this D-Box?
Yes, the D-Box consists of a PowerPC processor and some hardware, Ethernet controller, serial port, and we are running a special port of Linux. It's mainly the normal PowerPC port of Linux, but with a few modifications for the D-Box.
So, and you have done the complete in development of the portable of portabling the Linux system to this specific hardware, the D-Box in this case.
Yes, it's a development of 10 months. In the meanwhile, we have ported drivers, we have written drivers for all the hardware. We have taken the PowerPC port and modified it. And now we can run Linux on all the hardware. We have on-screen display, we have remote control support. We can just watch TV with our Linux software, but our Linux software is much faster than the original software. The original software, for example, takes 10 minutes to start up, and our Linux software takes 1 to 2 minutes. Or it takes 3 to 5 seconds to switch a channel, and we only take 1 second. So our software is really better.
So you not only portable the Linux onto this piece of hardware, so you also completely rewrited the software for watching TV and de-scramble the program.
Of course, yes, we have written drivers for all the hardware, and we have more than one software for switching channels. We have two independent softwares which you can use for watching TV, and the development is still going on.
Have you any plans with this software?
So the software should be better than the original one. It's already better, it's faster, as I said. It can record streams to your hard disk over the Ethernet. You can play back the recorded streams. You may play back DVD one day, probably. So we are looking maybe internet over satellite with the software. It's all possible. It's a plain Linux. You can run any Linux software on it. We have even games on it. Doom, for example.
Sounds quite cool. I think the people should have a look at this. Your tent is always open. So, but I'm wondering, is it possible with this software to decrypt the scrambled channels, the pay channels?
Yes, we can decrypt the channels, but only with the original card. We don't support piracy, because we say we got the box so cheap, we should support Premiere, so we don't pirate their program. You can only use the original card, but this works. You can decrypt all Premiere World channels.
Okay, so did you expect to, or do you want to spread this software somehow to... spread it or even sell this software?
This is GPL. It's available in the net. You can download it. There are even flash images. You can take an image, flash it into the flash memory of the box, and so it could boot our software, so you don't need to boot over the network. It's available under the GPL.
So it's sounds quite interesting. I've seen Linux on a very exotic hardware. I think everybody knows the Dreamcast Linux, but this is quite cool. Thank you for the interview, and good luck with your project. You are listening to Radio Space Station 5, and I have a short announcement for you. For all people who don't want to sit always in tents and doing computer stuff, there's going on a football championship at 15 o'clock at 3 o'clock p.m. Just go to the sport arena in to the football fields and try to get the people there and try to volunteer and make some football if you like this. Thank you. Just to keep you informed, there will be some new speeches in 10 minutes. So there will be at stage 1 in 10 minutes a workshop wiretapping, facts and figures with Marquis Wessling. On stage number 2 there is a speech, the daily security practice at an ISP, with Scott McIntyre. This one might move to an earlier slot today, so maybe you've already missed it, I don't know actually. And on stage number 3 there is a workshop, Camera and Video Surveillance, with Umberto, Anjo and a group from called Actuelle Kamera.
and I'm standing in the main tent in the check-in, and with me is David. David, you are one of the cashiers here. How many people are here until now?
At the moment we have around 2,500 visitors.
Is this what you expected, or have you expected more or less?
We're expecting somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000.
So it's just the way you wanted it?
Right now it's fine. We had around about 1,600 people who pre-registered, and we've got just about all of those people here. And there's around 1,100, 1,200 people who've paid on the door.
So are there still coming on people here, or is the main crowd in already?
The main crowd is definitely here. Most people had arrived by early yesterday. By Thursday night, Thursday was particularly busy, especially the evening, and by that point we had 1,200 people. And that was on the day before the conference started.
Okay, and right now it's only the rest coming in?
Right now it's the rest. People that are coming for 1 day, 2 days, people that are coming just for the weekend. There are still people arriving. We've had a few hundred people arriving this morning, and that kind of rate will continue for the rest of the day, we think. We may get to 3,000 people.
Do you have an overview, something like an overview, where the people come from? I think most people are from the Netherlands and from Germany.
Yep.
Are there many people from other places as well?
There's a number of Americans. There's a reasonable number of British people that are here. But you're correct, most people here are Dutch. And then the next largest contingent is German.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yep. Okay, so long. Thank you for the interview, David. Theodorant, hello.
Hi.
So you are here from the OpenBSD project. I think most people will know OpenBSD, but I think you should tell them once more.
Well, it's just a basic little Unix project that we've been working on for a couple of years, and security is really what we've been pushing. We've been going for about 5 years, and we just keep improving the security of the system and building crypto into it and all that sort of stuff that we can do.
So what are the basic differences between a normal, let's say, Linux that the most people using and your system, OpenBSD?
We developed the entire system as a single cohesive piece, we've been involved in auditing the source tree for about 5 years. And since it's a single cohesive piece, we can really control the quality of anything. So if we find a bug at a higher layer in the operating system, and we need to change the semantics of lower components to be able to fix the bug, we can do this and ensure that the change that we make, the effects of it are fixed everywhere else in the source tree at the same time. So this is really quite a different development process from the way that Linux works. And we think it improves the quality.
Who are the people developing OpenBSD? Are you doing this in your free time, or are you doing this in your job?
Well, there's probably about 45 to 50 people around the world who are active developers. And some of them are students. Some of them have regular jobs, and they're doing it in their spare time. Other people are doing it as part of their university degrees, PhD or otherwise. It's just the same distribution you see in the other projects, I think.
Okay, you're also, the name says it's an open project. How can people get involved if they want to? Where can you be found? Do they have to go?
Basically, if you want to get involved in the development side of things, just install it and start finding bugs and start communicating with us and work with us to fix them. That's the part that we really enjoy. So we'd like to see more people get involved in that side. If you just want to use it, then just go ahead and install it. Same thing.
So there's not an official list or something you have to go in to be a creator of OpenBSD?
Well, we have our basically our main group of developers who check everything that goes into the source tree, and we try to make sure the quality stays high.
So when you're thinking of Linux, where the system is more that somebody sometimes you have the feeling nobody is looking on the software. Are you feeling your system is a little bit more closed, or you actually controlling what is going into the product and what not?
Well, I think this is just the way you have to control the quality of most things. Like if the street infrastructure in the cities that we live in was controlled by 20 or 30 entities that didn't communicate with each other, we'd end up with cities that wouldn't work. We wouldn't be able to drive from one point in the city to another point. And I think the same thing applies in operating systems. Unless you cohesively control the way that the components fit together and the changes that are made, then you end up with a mess. I think that the Linux people really do have a quality control problem, but I don't want to say anything more than that.
Okay, so now you're here on the Hell. Can you tell us, do you have some projects here?
No, nothing in particular. I was at IETF for a week in London doing some stuff over there, and I'm just going to take 2 or 3 days break while I'm here, and then I'm heading off to Usenix Security in Washington, D.C., and we'll do a lot of hacking there as well. But over here, this is just supposed to be relaxing, hanging around with the circus performers, basically. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Okay, and at least can you describe where your tent is so that people can find you if they want to?
Actually, I don't know exactly where it is, but it's a yellow and white thing somewhere.
So just go from the main entrance and to the left, the first road from the main entrance to the left, straight on. And after some trees, you will find a yellow-white tent with a big sign, OpenBSD,
yep,
on it. Okay, so long. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you. Bye.
Station 5, the happening channel.
Yes, hello, this is Ingo again, and I just want to remember you that there are some workshops beginning right now. There is on stage number 2 a workshop, Wiretapping Facts and Figures with Marquis Wessling. On stage number 2 we have the Daily Security Praxis at an ASP with Scott McIntyre. And on stage number 3 there is Camera and Video Surveillance with Anno, Umbretto and a group called Aktuelle Kamera. Thank you.
DJ plays Deja Vu as we were in 82.
You like it?
Yeah.
You can't imagine how it could work together? The pictures we had?
Put you in a trance.
About 19 degrees Celsius. Today is a chance of 64% for raining. The next hour should be very sunny like now. Tonight temperature will go down to just 12 degrees Celsius. Keep your tents prepared for some rain.
Station 5, the news. Okay, it's 3 o'clock now, about 3 o'clock, and I'd like to announce the next lectures. One of the lectures starts at 15:30 on stage 1. It's Cyber Squatting versus Freedom of Speech by Emmanuel Goldstein and Andy Müller. Another one starts at 4 o'clock. Hacking Digital Watermarks by Tim Time Waster. That's stage 2. And last one on stage 3. GNU Radio, a free software defined radio. That's Eric Blossom speaking. And have fun at the lectures.
You. where you enjoy it.
Hey, sorry for the interruption, but we're playing Nerdball now, which is kind of football, but not kind of, well, you'll see. It's on the big football field. When you go past the radio tent and to the showers, you'll see us, and we're planning to have a whole lot of fun.
Hallo, hallo, hier is Space Station 5 vanuit Enschede. We luisteren ook naar de piraten al daar. Fantastisch trouwens, wat jullie aan het doen zijn. Ik krijg net via de telefoon te horen dat jullie inderdaad ook aan het uitzenden zijn. Het is voor ons heel moeilijk om jullie weer te ontvangen, omdat we natuurlijk ook op dezelfde frequentie zitten hier in Enschede. Tot zover deze mededeling, maar ik zou zeggen, hou hem hoog en droog. En zondag zijn we hier weer weg, dus dan heb je weer een schoon signaal. Hoi! Okay. What I was just talking about is there's a lot of pirates using the frequency of Space Station 5 normally in this region. And of course they sort of get us and they also continue transmitting, and that's why off this campus you cannot get Space Station 5, because they're very powerful pirates. But of course we love pirates, well I do, and a lot of our crew here, so we want to say thumbs up to them, and that's what all the thing in Dutch was, and that we like what they're doing anyway, and we keep on doing our thing until Sunday something. So stay tuned on Space Station 5.
This is Space Station 5, the channel with the synthetic English accent.
I am curious, Lieutenant. What does it mean, groovy?
There is only one way to find out. Listen to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM.
今あなたが聴いている音楽のバイブレーションが体全体に行き渡るように。
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in.
ジティブなサジェスションは。
This is Space Station 5, and we're now playing... some dance floor jazz for the last 10 minutes, and around 4 o'clock, ASCII will start its show.
Gone. So raise the chin up, girl, and we will work our problems out one by one. advantage of it here tonight. Hold me tight, don't let go. Turn me loose, never no, no, no. We'll stand our problems all in a row. Watch them fall like dominoes.
Okay, everyone, in a few minutes' time, there's going to be the show of Amsterdam Subversive Code for Information Interchange. Stay tuned.
Thank you. This is Oski. We have to postpone our news hour half an hour, but I believe we have some interesting stuff coming in. We have an interview with Echelon and Stop Echelon Day, the guy who was organizing that. We have an interview. And we have might have an interview with one of the leaders of ICON, the guys who actually made the .com, the .org, and the .net thing. And other things will be happening, so please stay tuned.
You know.
Okay, this is spacestation5.org at 97.1 FM. I'm Sam and I'm waiting now for the ASCII News Hour. The ASCII crew asked us for a bit delay, so they will come up with their News Hour at about 16:30. And this is the opportunity that I tell you what's going on right now at the Freihof, at the stages. On stage one we have Cyber's Squatting versus Freedom of Speech. Manuel Goldstein talks with Annie Miller Magoon of the CCC. And on stage two we have Hacking Digital Watermarks with Tim Time Waster. And you know, the blonde one of Eindhoven. And then on stage three we have GNU Radio, a free software defined radio with Eric Blossom. And if you are interested in Hushmail 2.0 with Phil Zimmerman, the one who brought us PGP, so go to stage one at 16:30. And at 16:30 stars as well on stage 2, writing exploit payload for RISC-based architectures. The reference, the lecturer is Noir. And on 16:30, introduction to DNSSEC by Olof Kochman on stage 3. We keep you informed till the ASCII News Hour will show up. And yeah, we'll look for some rumors.